Hi, everybody. This is Jimmy DeYoung with news coming out of London. Israel's prime minister tells United States and European leaders that the Jewish state has sovereignty over Jerusalem. That's the headline. I'll have more details on this story in one moment.
It's time now for Prophecy Today, a look at current events in light of biblical prophecy. Now with the latest in our Middle East news update, here's Jimmy DeYoung.
On a trip to Europe, the Israeli Prime Minister Netanyahu made clear to the United States and European leaders that Israel will not accept any limitations on its sovereignty in Jerusalem. A controversial discussion that has been the focus of both U.S. and EU leaders in the lead-up to these important meetings. The Prime Minister also stressed that normal life in the settlements will need to be assured, this as both EU leaders as well as the Obama administration have been pushing Israel to freeze all expansion and construction in the settlements in Judea and Samaria. And that's the latest in our Middle East news update. We report this information because it is setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled.
For more on the latest news out of the Middle East, you can check out our website at prophecytoday.com. Right now, here's Jimmy DeYoung again with a prophetic perspective on today's news.
The statement by the Israeli Prime Minister to United States and European leaders that the Jewish state has sovereignty over Jerusalem is evidence of the controversy surrounding the holy city as foretold in Bible prophecy. If you have a moment, think about this with me. The subject of the right for Jews to buy land or build on land located in the eastern section of Jerusalem has been the top of the agenda for a number of world leaders, including U.S. President Obama and several European leaders. One leader after another have told Israeli government officials that the Jews do not have the right to move into what is claimed to be occupied land. Now Israeli Prime Minister Netanyahu has responded with what is a sovereign state's right to do, and what is confirmed by the Bible. From the pages of history in God's Word, as well as the prophetic passages in the Bible, the Jews have the absolute right to claim Jerusalem as its sovereign political capital and its spiritual center as well. That's 2 Samuel chapters 5 and 6. 2 Samuel 7 gives to the Jewish people God's promise that King David's people, the Jewish people, will be forever in the city of Jerusalem, and that one of his descendants will rule and reign from Jerusalem forever. That's the Davidic covenant, and that ruler will be Jesus Christ. The Jewish prophet Zechariah foretold of the controversy surrounding the city of Jerusalem that leads up to the return of the Messiah back to the holy city. That's Zechariah chapter 12 and verse 2. Prime Minister Netanyahu's statement to United States and European leaders about Jerusalem is indeed backed up by Bible prophecy that will be fulfilled. And that is my prophetic perspective on the news today.
Remember, if you want more of the latest news out of the Middle East, go to our website at prophecytoday.com. Our toll-free phone number is 8-PROPHECY-8. This is Jay Johnson inviting you to join us every Monday through Friday for Prophecy Today. Remember, the Lord Jesus is coming, and it could be today. So let's keep looking up until...